The 3-hour meditation, how about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the 3-hour meditation, how about that? Now, the 3-hour meditation is a very, very special program. And it's a program designed to allow you to enter into that inner structure of your being, that inner divinity of your being, the inner oneness, and from that center to bring forth into your life all of the desires of your heart. No limitation. All the desires of your heart. Now, with that sort of an attitude, with that sort of a desire, how can the 3-hour meditation do this? Well, the 3-hour meditation teaches you to train yourself in self-discipline. Now, how do you train yourself in self-discipline? That's a tough bird. We train ourselves not to be concerned about others, not to have our nose in other people's business. We train ourselves how to be unconditionally loving. We train ourselves how to be good students, how to be obedient to our program, how to be obedient to our parents. We train ourselves how to live in the world and be obedient to its requirements, its rules. We train ourselves to do all sorts of wonderful things, but we don't train ourselves how to listen quietly to what the inner self, our divine self, has to say to us as we listen to it, as we would think the divine revelation, the DR, the divine revelation. Are you ready for that divine revelation in you? Are you ready to have the divine in you and you as your conscious self be one? Are you ready to be alert, aware, and awake to all the things that are going on inside yourself? All the wonderful techniques to accomplish any goal you choose? Well, that's the 3-hour meditation. The 3-hour meditation begins with affirming for 1 hour, I am God, God I am. And affirming it by singing it, by speaking it, by shouting it, by meditating on it, but by having that be the only thought for 1 solid hour. 60 minutes. Then, the second hour, you say, why can I say I am God? And it'll be interesting to you when you start saying why I can say I am God, how little you really think of why you can say you're God. But the more you practice this, the more you do it for yourself, not just listening to my tape and being inspired by my tape and say, yeah, I agree. You say it for yourself, and let it be your thought for yourself for 1 solid hour, 60 minutes of saying why I can say I am God. And sometimes you might fall asleep, but not too much, because during that time you're in active participation in why I can say I'm God. Now the third hour. The third hour is listening to the divine within you. Now, as I illustrate the third hour in my lectures on listening to the divine within you, I tell how when I listen to the divine within me, I have a discourse going on. I have a repartee, and the divine in me and I talk to one another. I am truly listening, and I am thinking, what would the divine in me say? And then I'm saying what the divine in me would say. And I'm responding to it. Yeah, but. And the divine in me says, yeah, but what? I respond with the divine in me talking to me, and I do that for 1 solid hour, 60 minutes. And I have such an exciting adventure each time I do this that the hour is over and I am wide awake and alert, full of life and enthusiastic in every way, and I don't even realize that I have spent 3 solid hours on training myself in meditation, on disciplining myself, self-disciplining myself to listen to the divine within. and be aware of what the divine within sounds like. Be aware of what the divine within talks like. How the divine within speaks to me and says things to me. How I and the divine within are one. Now that's fantastic. Would you not agree? Whoa, whoa, whoa! I am so happy whenever I think of it. I say, wow, what a way to go, what a way to go. And when I give my three-hour meditation lectures on how to give a three-hour meditation, and they're on the internet, if you like to listen to them, on the archives, on the seminars that I give, go to the three-hour meditation aspects, 1, 2, and 3, and hear how I do it if you like. But I am having so much fun. I am enjoying it so thoroughly that I am always living in a three-hour meditation. I am always living in the awareness of the divine talking to me. I'm always aware of what's going on, and it is wonderful. And because I'm always aware, I'm always having a great time. And because I'm always having a great time, I'm always thoroughly enjoying everything that I'm doing. Everything. And because I enjoy being myself and having fun and doing these things, what happens is that I live 24 hours of my life in meditation, in oneness with the divine within me. A three-hour meditation trains us to prepare ourselves to live in 24 hours in the three-hour meditation. Now, if you fall asleep at any point during the three-hour meditation, as I recommend that you do it for 3 hours every day from 3 to 6 in the morning for 6 months, and if you can do it, the 3 hours a day for 6 months without falling asleep, you got it made. But if you fall asleep, even if you fall asleep in the last hour of the 6 months, you start it over again. You start it over again until it's so natural for you to be awake, to be excited about your three-hour meditation, that you never have to do specifically the three-hour meditation again. When you stay awake through the entire 6 months for 3 hours, from 3 to 6 every morning, and that time, that's a discipline too. And 3 hours, that's a discipline too. That's a self-discipline. You will have this as your tool all of your life, your oneness with the divine and as the divine within you. Many people do not accomplish this by staying awake. They fall asleep, and so they have to start over again. And they say, well, can they start over again doing it for shorter periods of time? Or, hey, if the three-hour meditation and its gift to us is not worth its gift to us, then forget it. Then do some other things. It's okay. You don't have to do this. This is just a tool that when you know how to play the piano, you play. You don't have to train anymore. You're training all the time. But you don't have to have the beginner's training because you have it. When you have your education, you have your degrees, you have your training in college and university, then you don't have to go back and take it again and again. You don't have to take the same course again because you learned it. And if you didn't learn it and you got your certificate without really learning it, and the minute you graduated you forgot it, then yes, you have to take it over again. And so many people are like this. That's why there are so many doctorates in the world. So many, many people with doctorates not following in their profession. Because they didn't learn it as they were doing it. What they did while they were doing it was they did it to pass the course, to get the doctorate, to be able to say, I'm a doctor, and not to do the others. I like to say the DR, the doctor, is the divine revealer. That's the divine revealer in you. And when you get your DR, you get your divine revealer, you got it made. You are one in, as, and through the divine in you. And everything is so fantastic Everything is so glorious. Everything is so rewarding and fulfilling that nothing else matters at all. So, when you meditate and do the three-hour meditation, and you bungle it by falling asleep, start again if you wish. And the day will come when you can do the three-hour meditation without ever falling asleep, because it's so exciting and so inviting and so fulfilling. Yes, you can do it. But do it the way the program is designed, because it's a little discipline for you. Enjoy being your divine DR, your divine revealer now. And enjoy it forevermore. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.